You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Is it turning into a local theater production company?
We have a lot of those around here. We do. I've had Rob Nani on from Reddington doing that.
Yeah.
We have the folks down in Washington Crossing that are trying to do something over in Flemington now. So we're becoming a little bit of an art area. So it's nice.
Well, Hunterdon has been for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
In fact, I think we've talked before about the restaurant
Stockton?
It's
not the Stockton one, right?
Stockton Inn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was home or a gathering place for artists.
Yep.
Back in the 1920s, for
right.
God's sake.
Yep.
And beyond, so.
Cool.
Anyways.
So, we
also spoke with a lot of other businesses in Highbridge. It's quite a little town to go to. Mrs. Riley's Public House is a gathering place.
Mm-hmm.
They're on Main Street. It's a bar and a restaurant kitchen, which is open 7 days a week. I think the kitchen is closed on Mondays, but the place is open and you can watch TV there or play a game of pool or set aside the upstairs dining room for a meeting or a party.
Neat.
Mrs. Riley's Public House.
That's pretty cool.
Right on Main Street there.
Mm-hmm.
Harvest Cafe is another place that opened up last year, 7 days,
mm-hmm.
organic breakfast and lunch.
Okay.
And the coffee is a house blend kind of a operation. It's a gathering place there on Main Street. Casa Maya is a popular Mexican restaurant at number 1 Main Street with, mm-hmm. by the railroad, by the overpass.
Neat.
I talked to John Ramirez, who manages the place. They have two restaurants, one in Gillette and then this one in Highbridge, which has been there for 10 years. It's not a recent opening place.
Sure.
But lunch and dinner are served 7 days. It's all Mexican cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's great.
Interesting and place to go. I talked to Christina Whited, who has been in Highbridge and in business in Highbridge for many years. She had Coco Chenille on Main Street, which she was nationally known and written up in many national magazines over the years for the chenille that she had collected together. Not only the mainly bedspreads, but she took them and made them into other things.
Wow.
Bathrobes and other types of things. But she closed that operation several years ago, and now she has a shop called Inside Out on Main, which is at number 76 Main, which is where she lives.
Okay.
Is it
again a kind of a tapestry or sewing type?
Well, it's all kinds of magical and mystical and whimsical things. Crystals and angels and fairies and gnomes.
Oh.
And
okay.
Metaphysical books and a large selection of garden art and so forth. She is near the Columbia Trail there,
mm-hmm.
and she has lots of items that people are interested in on the Columbia Trail.
Man, I hope she's broadcasting on the internet, so she's got more retail, because I can't imagine there's that many people knocking down her door to try and get that type of stuff.
Well, she has quite a following on circleofintention.com. She
okay.
runs.
So, yeah, it's an online presence. You have to.
There's a large following of that. In fact, she publishes a newsletter, which you can subscribe to. And she runs the One Spirit Festival, which is held in Clinton twice a year, which attracts, I don't know, hundreds of people.
Neat. Wow.
So she has quite a following.
Great. It's a nice little place, that hybrid. It's a little out of the way, but if you get on that main street, it's really quite a pleasant walk. And lots of neat shops.
Quite a few places. There's a pizza place. There's there's the Riverside Spirits House, which is the old bank building, which is full of wines and all kinds of alcohol.
Wow. Very
Kim
cool.
Sanford, I spoke to. Are we out of time?
No. Give me. Yeah, we got a
moment. Kim Sanford, I spoke to. Lucky You Boutique, which specializes in upscale high-end women's clothing. Shoes, bags, jewelry, small houses and lamps and so forth.
Okay.
Most of the stuff is on consignment, but she maintains a very high-quality image.
Okay.
There are no children's stuff or things you would find at Walmart or Kmart.
Yeah, you have to do that nowadays. If you're trying to compete with those types of folks, you're dead.
No, you can't compete.
You have to have something unique.
Yeah.
Very cool. Is that everybody, or we still got more?
Yeah, well, as you said, the street is lined with other types of businesses. Senecott Pilates is there at 38 Main Street. You can join a group or do individual Pilates. All kinds of private sessions are offered. 38 Main. Anyway,
there
are a lot of different places in Hybrid. It's quite a little town.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I've gone up there for actually tailoring, which is lost art in the... So it was Betsy's Tailoring, or Betty, I think it was Betsy's Tailoring. Been up there for that, and she does a fabulous job.
Yeah, if you go there and wander up and down Main Street, you can find all kinds of things. Talk to the people, and you'll find even more.
Yep.
Tucked away in other places in Highbridge or nearby.
Mm-hmm. It's a great little place to go up there and saunter about, one of our fine towns, and it's right on it's got its own train station, so you can get there by train.
Hop on the train and you end up in New York, if you're lucky.
That's right, if you're lucky. With no clocks. No, there's clocks. Al Ward just doesn't have a watch, that's all.
Yeah.
All right, sir, appreciate it as always talking with you and learning once again. There's another philosophy out there that I... love to follow, so appreciate it. We'll talk to you again.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Bring packages plus more deals from 69. 69-
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Way.
back to Good Morning Hunter and Hunter.com. Little Rembrandt, David Schwimmer's birthday. You remember him, Ross? Yeah, that was a while ago, wasn't it? Nope. We got other things that are a while ago as well, and that is Today in History from History.com. We start off with our lead story. On November 2nd, and it was 1947, the Hughes Flying Boat, the largest aircraft ever built, is piloted by designer Howard Hughes on its first and only flight. Built with laminated birch and spruce, the massive wooden aircraft had a wingspan longer than a football field and was designed to carry more than 700 men to battle. 1777, the USS Ranger, with a crew of 140 men, under the command of John Paul Jones, leaves Portsmouth, New Hampshire, for the naval port at Brest, France, where it will stop before heading toward the Irish Sea to begin raids on British warships. This was the first mission of its kind during the Revolutionary War. In 1902, engineer Andrew Riker delivers the first four-cylinder gas-powered locomobile, a $4,000 12-horsepower Model C, to a buyer in New York City on this day. The locomobile company had been known for building heavy, powerful steam cars, but by the turn of the century, it was clear that the future of the automobile, and thus of the locomobile, lay in the internal combustion engine. Until it went out of business in 1929, the company built elegant, luxurious touring cars and streamlined racers for wealthy patrons. A locomobile, adds Crowd, was the best-built car in America. In 1989, Gwendolyn Graham is sentenced to life in prison with no possibility of parole for killing five elderly female residents of the Alpine Manor Nursing Home near Grand Rapids, Michigan. Both Graham and her criminal and romantic partner, Catherine Wood, had been employed at nurses' aides at that home. In 1982, a truck explodes in Salang Tunnel in Afghanistan, killing an estimated 3,000 people, mostly Soviet soldiers traveling to Kabul. See, we're still dealing with Afghanistan 33 years later. In 1917, British Foreign Secretary Arthur James Balfour submits a declaration of intent to establish a Jewish homeland in Palestine. The British government hoped that the formal declaration would help garner Jewish support for the Allied effort in World War I. The Balfour Declaration was included in the British Mandate over Palestine, which was approved by the League of Nations in 1922. Arabs opposed the Balfour Declaration, fearing that the creation of a Jewish homeland would mean the subjugation of Arab Palestinians. In 1948, still one of the most iconic pictures in political history, and the greatest upset in presidential electoral history, Democratic incumbent Harry S. Truman defeats his Republican challenger, Governor Thomas E. Dewey of New York, by just over 2 million popular votes. In the days preceding the vote, political analysts and polls were so behind Dewey that on election night, long before all the votes were counted, the Chicago Tribune published an early edition with the banner headline, "Dewey Defeats Truman." 1983, President Ronald Reagan signs a bill in the White House Rose Garden designating a federal holiday honoring Martin Luther King Jr. to be observed on the third Monday of January. 1985, almost from its beginnings, television showed a remarkable ability to influence the pop charts, and not only by giving exposure to popular music artists on programs like American Bandstand and The Ed Sullivan Show, many television programs also launched legitimate pop hits in the form of their theme songs. Songs like the Peter Gunn theme, Welcome Back, and theme from SWAT. But prior to 1985, no television program had ever launched a smash hit movie-style soundtrack album. The first one to do so was NBC's Miami Vice, a show that not only altered the landscapes of television and fashion,
but also sent the soundtrack album of the same name to the top of the Billboard 200 on this day in 1985, a spot it would hold for the next 11 weeks. And in sports, 1986, and we just had the victor of the New York City Marathon yesterday, but on 1986, November 2nd, Norwegian distance runner Greta Waitz wins her eighth New York City Marathon. She finished the 26-mile, 385-yard course in 2 hours, 28 minutes, and 6 seconds, more than a mile ahead of the second and third place women in the race. Waitz had won her first marathon in New York City in 1978, setting a world record, and she won the New York City Marathon again in 79, 80, 82, 83, 84, and 85. And in 1988, she won it for the ninth time, something no runner had ever done in any marathon. And that is Today in History from History.com for November 2nd, 2015. Well, we continue with more news that will eventually perhaps make our history. And we're following up with a lot of stuff that took place on Halloween. And so there's a wake-up call here from the Hunterdon prosecutor. He issues alert about marijuana candy. And Sally Graziano of NJ.com reports that the use of marijuana candy is rising in New Jersey, prompting the Hunterdon County prosecutor and area police agencies to issue a Halloween alert. Marijuana candy has become a serious concern in New Jersey, Prosecutor Anthony P. Kearns III said Friday in a release. There have been reports of children and adults suffering medical emergencies and overdoses from ingesting marijuana candy, Kearns said. Candy poses a serious risk to children because it looks like hard or gummy candy or chocolate. He urged parents to give all candy a sniff test, checking for strange odors. Marijuana candy can be packaged to resemble legitimate candy bars and hard candy, Kearns said. Marijuana wax, found in New Jersey, has been found packaged to resemble caramel candy. The wax is also used in gummy candy, lollipops, and brownies. Marijuana candy contains tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, which is the psychoactive component in marijuana plants that causes the high felt by users. The THC level in these products may be as high as 90% compared to 10% to 20% found in marijuana cigarettes. Currently, there is no information indicating that anyone intentionally give out marijuana candy, he noted. Contact your local police department when you observe possible illegal drug-related activity or have any concern with the candy your children bring home. Parents should also be proactive in their children's activities and whereabouts, Kearns advised. It is recommended that prior to embarking on Halloween festivities, a digital photo be taken and be handy in the event a child becomes lost. This becomes very helpful to police in identifying a lost child, especially when wearing a costume. Children should wear a costume that is safe and has reflective materials so all are seen by motorists, he added. Anyone with information for law enforcement can submit anonymous tips by calling Crime Stoppers at 1-800-321-0010 or by going to crimestoppershunterdon.com or text message HC tips plus your tip message to 274637, which spells out crimes. Tipsters can also download the free mobile app Tip Submit and select Hunterdon County to submit anonymous tips via text messaging. All tips are anonymous and kept confidential. And I've explained numerous times, the actual server is in Canada, and therefore, from a jurisdiction point of view, that is why they are, in fact, ensuring anonymity. So lots of great tips there, and marijuana candy, who would have thought? We used to worry about other much more unusual things, razor blades and other crazy stuff, and now we're talking about drug-laden candy. Unbelievable. Other follow-ups to Halloween, we have dogs dress up for New Jersey Howl-Oween Pet Parade. Emily Cummins reports on NG.com that the Hunterdon Hills Animal Hospital in Reddington Township held its first Howl-Oween Pet Parade, benefiting local pet rescues and shelters. From bumblebees to serial killers, dogs were dressed in clever costumes and awarded for their efforts. Proceeds from Saturday's parade went to Friends of Animal Control, FOWA Rescue, Sweetie Rescue,
Shelter Survivors, Mid-Atlantic Bulldog Rescue, and New Jersey Animals. So a cute little effort there to raise some money. Hotel California. A New Jersey family goes all out for Halloween. A lot of folks really get into it. We've talked about this. On the 31st, Emily Cummins reported that in California, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Decorating their home both inside and out, Jay and Carol Klein of California go a little crazy on Halloween. This year's theme is the Hotel California, after their borough's original name. Rivaling any professional haunted house, the Klein's home on 2nd Street is covered with the roof down in cobwebs, lights, signs, props, and spooky creatures, all with a massive fog machine that runs on a timer. Known in town as the Halloween People, the Kleins, who are both flight attendants, have been decorating their home for the holiday since 2006 as a creative outlet for themselves and their son. Starting off small over the years, Jay Klein said the decorating has snowballed into a spectacle that their neighbors expect, and on Halloween, children in the area hit the houses and adults visit the Kleins for their annual party. "It's our holiday," Carol Klein said. "We really look forward to it every year." That's exactly how it happens, though, doesn't it? Even the people who decorate for the holidays, the Christmas holidays and the like, starts out small, and then they get the bug, right? And before you know it, it becomes a spectacle, and it's nice to know that everybody is enjoying it and that they're inviting the neighbors, but there have been some times, especially some I believe I remember having in Livingston, where the entire neighborhood got affected to the point where it was very bright and the police had to come to direct traffic. So hopefully the Kleins will continue to monitor their neighbors' attitude about the success of their Halloween destination. We move on to Spooky Sprint. Runners dress up for Bloomsbury Halloween 5K. Emily Cummins reports on the 31st that with superheroes, pumpkins, and skeletons racing down Church Street, the Bloomsbury Elementary School PTO held its third annual Spooky Sprint 5K run and family fun walk on Saturday. The first place male runner was Andrew Trapp, finishing at 17 minutes and 58 seconds, and the first place female runner was Marley Hornbaker, finishing 21 minutes 50 seconds. The event, which also included trick or treating, pumpkin picking, and obstacle course and music, benefits the cultural arts program at Bloomsbury Elementary School and Bloomsbury Recreation Community Events. And last but not least, the Hunterdon County YMCA's Family Mud Run was a great success. Staff at NJ Advanced Media on the 30th reported that the Hunterdon County YMCA hosted more than 300 participants at its second annual Family Mud Run at YMCA Camp Carr. The participants braved the chilly weather and ran a 1.5-mile course, overcoming 22 challenging obstacles. It was a great day to enjoy the outdoors, exercise, family, and friends. Visit the Hunterdon County YMCA website at hcymca.org to see more photos and learn about future events. And so with that, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamber.com, in just a few minutes.
No one told you life was going to be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntedandchamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We continue with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamber.com. Lots of other things to still talk about. Wanted, we have entries for the Skylands Scenic Beauty Photo Contest. KJ France of Lehigh Valley Live reported on the 30th that if you've caught a great scenic shot of the Skylands on your camera, it could be worth some prize money. The 20th Annual Skylands Scenic Beauty Photography Contest, sponsored by the Warren County Cultural and Heritage Commission, is open to students, amateurs, and professionals. Submitted photos must have been taken after October 1st, 2014, and the subject matter should be of the Skylands region, Hunterdon, Morris, Somerset, Sussex, or Warren County. Over $1,600 in prize money will be awarded in this professionally judged show. All entries should be clearly labeled on the back, lower right, with full contact information, include grade level for students, category of photo, title, and location of scene. Photos and applications are to be delivered to the Wayne Dumont Jr. Administrative Building, Route 519 Belvedere in New Jersey, between the time of 10 a.m. and noon of November 10th. Submission forms are available online. So if you're an amateur photographer and love landscapes and scenic beauty, go ahead and do that. All right, we did history a little while ago. We're going to get some new history coming our way in the not-too-distant future. 1959 time capsule to be unearthed at Del Valle High School. So the Emily Cummins of NJ.com reports that the copper box of memorabilia that was buried beneath the cornerstone of Delaware Valley Regional High School in 1959 was almost lost and forgotten. The intention of Del Valle's forefathers was for this original time capsule to be opened on the school's 50th anniversary, Superintendent Daria Wasserback said. But there was no marker on the cornerstone, and those who knew about the box weren't around to share the story. So in 2009, they missed it. It was not unearthed.
Eventually, the existence of the time capsule became somewhat of an urban legend. That is, until my chance, dare I say, serendipitous meeting this past September with Boyden Stretch, Wasserbach said. Stretch, a retired and longtime teacher of Delaware Valley Regional High School, was the creator of the copper box of memorabilia. While the contents of that time capsule are unknown to the current administration, staff, and students, Wasserbach said everyone is excited to learn what has hidden inside more than five decades ago. In 1959, there was 24 faculty members, 25 rooms, 434 students, and 10 bus routes. Starting salary for teachers was $4,200. The replacing Frenchtown High School, Delval was the third high school created in Hunterdon County and was supported by voters and bond money from Alexandria, Holland, Kingwood, Frenchtown, and Milford. The school plans to dig up that time capsule and open it publicly at the ceremony on Thursday, November 12th at 4 p.m. in the high school. With all our welcome, the district is very interested in locating alumni and staff members who were present for that opening of the new high school back in 1958-59, Wasserbach said. Quote, I would encourage anyone with information on how to reach these individuals to contact me so that we can be certain and include them in the celebration, she said. The event is rain or shine, and refreshments will follow in the cafeteria. Building hours, building tours will be available. Additional information may be found online at dvrhs.org or by contacting Daria Wasserbach at dariawasserbach@dvrhs.k12.nj.us. Her phone number is 908-996-6710. That's scary. You do something like a time capsule, and you expect it to be open 50 years later, and nobody remembers where it is, or even that it was there. And so now they happen to have an off chance of learning about it. Great stuff. Remember last year we were talking about that fire that burned down the Peacock's Country Store? Well, Sally Graziano reports on the 30th that we now have apartments that replaced that burned Peacock's Country Store. And she says that in East Amwell, a building is back on site at Peacock's Country Store, which was destroyed in a fire on February 28, 2014. It isn't a store, though. In August of 2014, the Township Board of Adjustment approved owner Jeff Robertson's request to replace the burned-out shell with 12 apartments and no retail space. Peacock's, originally built in 1883 by the Manners family of Wurtsville, served as a general store, stable, rooming house, and a home to Gray's Watercolors. It was reopened as a general store by Sarah Peacock in 1984, serving the community, cyclists, the building's tenants, and more. In the weeks following the fire, residents joined together to help those who lived and worked there, organizing fundraising events, including a rock benefit, setting up donation sites online and in the area, and putting out the word about needs. In contemplating rebuilding, Robertson had to weigh what the community wanted to see with what would be economically viable. And on March 14th, 12 customized modular units were placed on a new foundation. 5 months later, the final inspections are being scheduled. Quote, the building wasn't there when I went to work, and when I came home, it was there again, was the remark made by area residents made. Robertson said in an announcement about the progress. The challenges were to preserve the original look and feel of the original structure and build a new energy-efficient green building that would maintain a low-carbon footprint and be appealing both inside and out. He noted that people wanted to see both the store and building rebuilt. The problem with the store was that while everyone seemed to know and like it, unfortunately not enough people actually spent money at the store to keep it economically viable, Robertson said. Despite a great deal of interest and discussion, the store idea did not materialize because no one committed to signing a lease. The building itself is within 6 inches of its former height and maintains the same window size and style. The Lindbergh front of the building was a red metal roofed porch, originally 3x9-inch hemlock floor joists that were undamaged and in the basement are still in use supporting the structure. Large foundation stones were salvaged and used to create a landscape beds around the building and parking lot. An ornamental evergreen that's graced the corner of the building for more than 50 years managed to survive the fire. It was protected during the ensuing construction and will continue to have its long-standing place of honor and strange shape. Once again, there may be a picnic table next to it for people to use. The new building will have apartments that are super insulated and quite green. It was the encouragement and support of the community that wanted to see the return of the building that made me consider taking the project on, rather than just buying another building somewhere else. Ultimately, I think the fact that the neighbors showed up in force and spoke up on behalf of seeing the building rebuilt made things simpler and cleaner in terms of deciding to reconstruct the Peacock's landmark. Both buildings have 9-foot ceilings and a large central staircase. The original walnut handrail doesn't meet new code requirements and will have to find a new home. Solid Douglas fir flooring has been replaced by solid maple and tile. The fire, which swept through the first floor to the third in a hollow balloon construction of the old building, is no longer possible. Every apartment, hallway, and stair is double sheets rocked, sound insulated, alarmed, and sprinklered. Even the porches and balconies have sprinkler systems. Robertson expecting to be able to start renting apartments in November. So we get folks there, and if you think about it, and we've talked about it numerous times now, there's the need for apartments again. And we're looking for those apartments because people of a certain age are now looking for the apartments instead of the house-type floor plan. So we're looking for the 20-somethings to move in, perhaps, and maybe that will be a great place for people to start and frequent our area. So it's a good start to what is part of the SEDS project. All right, we continue on with one more article before we break for the middle of the show. Spencer Hendrickson, a Gabbati, earns the rank of Eagle Scout, says the staff at NJ Advanced Media. I love doing news. Hendrickson Agabiti of Boy Scout Troop 65 in Ringos earned the scouting's highest honor, the rank of Eagle Scout, on June 17th. He received the award at a Court of Honor ceremony held at Kirkpatrick Memorial Presbyterian Church in Ringos on Saturday, the 26th of September. Spencer is currently a senior at both South Hunterdon Regional High School and Titusville Academy, where he has been on honor roll every semester. Spencer is a member of the South Hunterdon Robotics Team and Gaming Club and plays softball for Titusville Academy. He plans to major in computer science with a focus on video game design in college. Spencer is the son of Debbie and Joe Agabiti of Ringos. His brother Joey is also an Eagle Scout, and he is the grandson of the late Joseph and Veronica Agabiti, formerly of Ringos, and Eugene and Diana Naragon of Reston, Virginia. He joined scouting in kindergarten and continued up through the ranks to Boy Scouts. To earn the rank of Eagle Scout, a Boy Scout must fulfill requirements in the area of leadership, community service, and outdoor skills, as well as complete an approved Eagle Scout project. And Spencer has served in leadership positions with Troop 65, such as chaplain's aide. He has also served as a peer mentor at Titusville Academy. For his Eagle Scout project, after gaining permission from Troop 65 leaders and the Washington Crossing Council, Spencer renovated the youth group meeting room at the Kirkpatrick Memorial Presbyterian Church, where he has been actively involved for 7 years. He also built a picnic table for the church's outdoor space. Scouts from Troop 65 and local businesses donated time and materials to Spencer's project. His project took many hours of planning, organizing, supervising, and evaluating. At the Court of Honor ceremony, honored guests included Pastor Mike Alzert of Kirkpatrick Memorial Presbyterian Church, Congressman Leonard Lance, the mayor of West Amwell Township, George Fisher, Mark Collins, the principal of South Hunterdon Regional High School, and Kevin Ireland, who was Spencer's former youth group leader at the church. Pastor Mike gave the welcome and invocation, and Rich Diacant, assistant scoutmaster of Troop 65, presented Spencer with his Eagle Scout certificate and assisted Spencer with the presentation of special pins to his parents and mentor pins to his mentors, Joey Agabiti and Kevin Ireland. During the ceremony, the mayor presented Spencer with the American flag that was flown over the United States Capitol building in Washington, D.C., in honor of achieving the rank of Eagle Scout, and Principal Collins presented him with a declaration from the city of Lambertville. Once again, more evidence that our youth get it. We keep throwing them under the bus because we think they don't get it, and yet we have all these stories. Granted, many of them are buried, but they are still stories, and they're great stories about our youth who are worried about and trying to take care of our community. And Eagle Scout is definitely one of them. All right, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamber.com in just a few minutes. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. Time for 100 Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools. We're at tournament time. We're going to find out how everybody did over the weekend. Start off with Delval. On the 30th, actually the 31st, Delval whipping on Hillside 41-0 in football and a 3-0 loss to Voorhees in field hockey. Hunterdon Central had a 9-8 squeaker in football over Immaculata and a 2-0 win in girls soccer on the 31st over Sparta. North Hunterdon, 2-0 win over West Windsor Plainsboro in girls volleyball. In football, they took a beating, 26-0 versus Bridgewater Raritan. I know Jim Gonneau is quite pleased with himself. And Phillipsburg, 2-0 victory over the girls' soccer team. South Hunterdon, score is 3-2, field hockey over Glen Ridge. 6-1 loss to Gil St. Bernard's in girls' soccer on the 30th. And a 10-0 loss to Pingree in football. And Voorhees, already heard about their win with Delval, but a 28-21 victory over North Plainfield on the 30th in football. 2-0 loss to Hillsborough in girls volleyball. 4-2 loss to Warren Hills in girls soccer. 3-0 shutout of Delval. And a 3-2 loss to Belvedere in boys soccer. So here is what the calendar says for the next couple of days. We're in tournament time for the NGSIAA Soccer Girls, 2 p.m. Today, South Hunterdon will be at Palmyra. West Windsor Plainsboro will be at Hunterdon Central at 2. Delval will be at Rumson Fairhaven at 3. And Voorhees will be at Arthur L. Johnson at 4. On Tuesday the 3rd, field hockey, South Hunterdon will be at Henry Hudson Regional at 2. The South Hunterdon Regional High School will be at South River High School for boys soccer, part of the NJSIA tournament, 2 p.m. At 3, Delaware Valley will be at North Plainfield. And at 4, Central will be at East Brunswick for the boys soccer. Bergen Tech travels to Central for volleyball, part of the state tournament as well, and that's at 4:30. On Wednesday, we have cross country. Central will be over at Thompson Park at 2 p.m. South Plainfield will be at Voorhees, part of the field hockey state tournament. That's at 2 p.m. At 4:30, Voorhees will be at Caldwell for volleyball, and Delaware Valley will be at Fort Lee. Thursday has more girls' soccer and field hockey, but all those are up in the air until the results are in for the next couple of days. And Friday, we have football, and we'll get to that when Westfield is at Hunterdon Central at 7. North Hunterdon's at Voorhees at 7. Westfield is Central. We talked about that. And we're going to wait for the outcome of some of those other tournaments for the other sports, girls soccer, boys soccer, and field hockey. That is Hunter Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our 5 regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. And wow, you can't do any better than having this competitive field now when you're in the state tournaments, when teams are really playing because everything is on the line. That's Hunter Chamber Radio Sports. We continue with other items that are in the news that are either scholastic-based or student-based. Did some of those prior to the break, but we have Raritan Valley Community College presents music students recital, and staff at NJ Advanced Media reports on the first that Raritan Valley Community College Visual and Performing Arts Department will present a music students recital on November 11th at 7:30 p.m. in the Welp Theater at the college's Branchburg campus. The program will be coordinated by Tony Strong, RVCC Associate Professor of Music. The program will feature performances by music majors in the department's Association of Fine Arts and Associate of Arts degree programs and music students from studio and ensemble classes. The music majors satisfy a degree requirement by receiving private instruction on their primary instrument from RVCC faculty members and or recommended teachers in the surrounding communities. Performances will include solo, accompanied, and ensemble pieces, spanning a wonderful variety of musical styles and traditions. Original student compositions and arrangements also will be showcased. Featured performers will include Jonathan Anderson on euphonium from Hillsboro, Madeline Evarts, soprano from Bloomsbury, Max Mellies, alto saxophone from North Plainfield, Zachary Seif, guitar from Middlesex, Rachel Strub, violin from Califon, Jason Zhukowski for baritone saxophone from Manville, and Tony Strong will accompany at the piano. General admission tickets cost $12 each, $8 for students and seniors. For advanced ticket reservations, contact RVCC Theater Box Office at 908-725-3420. For additional information, call the VAPA office at 908-218-8876 or Tony Strong at 908-526-1200. His extension is 8394. Raritan Valley Community College's main campus is located at 118 Lamington Road in Branchburg. I didn't even know there was a music program over there. DeMar students parade in Halloween costumes. We did some of the Halloween stuff previous part of the show. But the staff at NJ Advanced Media reported on the 30th that students at DeMar School donned their Halloween costumes on Friday and paraded around outside, enjoying the nice weather. Joining them were Principal Carol Howell, dressed as the Queen of Hearts, and Vice Principal Mark Messessa, dressed as the Mad Hatter. So the young kids got to enjoy Halloween. I'm glad to see that some of those traditions are sticking around. But things have really changed over the years for Halloween and school. And glad that the students are all enjoying it over there. We're at another breaking point. We're going to take a break. We'll do station ID, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Those schoolgirl days of telling tales and biting nails are gone. But in my mind, I know they you from crayons to perfume. It isn't easy, but I'll try. If you wanted the sky, I would ride across the sky in letters that would soar a thousand feet high to serve.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
If you wanted the moon, I would drive.
All right, welcome back. There you go, little Lulu. To serve with love. Time for our community info. Let's find out what's going on around our area. Circle your calendars. Let's find out what's happening on our Hunterdon County area. And believe it or not, we just crossed Halloween. It's time to talk Christmas. Christmas on the Reservation Annual Gift Drive, ongoing through November 25th at Gardner Family Chiropractic in Flemington. The staff at NJ Advanced Media reports that chiropractic will be hosting, it's the Gardner Family Chiropractic, will be hosting their fifth annual gift drive to benefit the Native American children of the Fort Peck Reservation in Poplar, Montana. New unwrapped toys for children ages 5 to 13 will be collected from now until November 25th. Tax-deductible donations can be brought to the Gardner Family Chiropractic Office, 84 Park Avenue, Suite G105 in Flemington, 908-782-7470. With each gift donated, your name will be entered into a raffle to win a 32-inch color flat TV screen, flat screen TV, or a 7-inch RCA Voyager 2 tablet. To make monetary donations, go to crowdrise.com, or for gift suggestions, go to drmichaelgardner.com. To learn more about Love Has No Color mission, visit savethereservation.org. Christmas on the Reservation was designed by Love Has No Color, a nonprofit movement that brings love, hope, and joy to these forgotten children. Since its inception, Love Has No Color is changing the way the kids think about their future. The suicide rate from 2008 to 2014 has dropped dramatically. So if you'd like to help folks out in Montana, there you have it. Small Paintings, One Night Fundraiser on November 6th at Kelly Sullivan Fine Art Gallery in Lambertville. It's October 31st, it was reported that artist Kelly Sullivan will once again raise funds to transform a small village through education and art. Kelly Sullivan Fine Art Gallery, 13 North Union Street in Lambertville, will present Small Paintings, a one-night fundraising event on Friday, November 6th from 6 to 9 in Lambertville. The event will feature more than 15 new small paintings by Kelly Sullivan. Proceeds from this event will fund the Mighty Fingers
Facing Change Finger Smears Project in Uganda. The fundraising campaign will help to purchase 150 desks, school, and art supplies that will serve the children of Armor Village in Uganda for generations to come. Uganda is the seventh location for Sullivan and her team. To donate for an ongoing support, visit mightyfingers.org or go to indiegogo.com campaign. Sullivan is an Orr Award-winning artist and founder of Finger Smears. Sullivan's signature method of collaborative art has raised more than $150,000 for her Mighty Fingers Facing Change Finger Smears charity campaign. More than 80,000 people, including Bruce Springsteen, the Rolling Stones, Harrison Ford, and many others, have participated in her collaborative paintings. They have been commissioned to commemorate All-Star Basketball Games, the U.S. Open, the National Walk for Epilepsy, many corporate and charity events around the world. Nine of Sullivan's paintings are featured in the hit CBS political drama, Madam Secretary. They grace the walls of the McCord family home. Gallery hours are Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6, Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7, and by appointment. The Red Mill just finished up their haunted village, and now the Red Mill Museum Village to host Festival of Trees fundraiser, looking for submissions. On November 27th, the running through December 6th, the Festival of Trees consists of a silent auction of donated and decorated trees, wreaths, and centerpieces. This year's Festival of Trees will be generously supported.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. President Obama is announcing his plans to help release prison inmates find their place in society. Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie tells Fox News his Fox and Friends releasing all these prisoners is a concern to him.
He should not be allowing 6,000 people out in one fell swoop. They should be reviewed because each situation is different. Someone may not be appropriate for release. And yet he's going past the normal pardon process and just letting these folks out.
The plans Obama will outline today include as much as $8 million in federal education grants over the next 3 years. He'll provide new guidance on using arrest records to decide whether former inmates are eligible for public and federally assisted housing. Republican presidential contenders are demanding more control over future presidential debates. Representatives from 11 Republican campaigns met Sunday to talk about how to move forward after a lot of criticism of the way last week's CNBC debate was handled. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap Foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less.